Deborah Drattle was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1956. The former violinist turned prolific composer received her PhD from the University of Chicago and studied composition with Ralph Shapey. From 1981 to 1990, she was an associate professor of composition and theory at Tulane University. She has conducted the New Orleans, Denver, and Portland symphonies and has been the recipient of many awards and commissions from such prestigious organizations as the New York Philharmonic, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, Orchestra of St. Luke's, 92nd Street Y, Carnegie Recital Hall, and the Tanglewoods and Caramore Music Festivals. After serving for 3 years as the New York City Opera's composer in residence, she is currently the director of their Showcasing American Composers project. Her opera, Lilith, was performed by the New York City Opera a couple of months ago. We're going to hear a piece called Syzygy. I love the spelling. This is S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. The title refers to the alignment, the organization, of the sun, moon, and earth in a gravitational system, which has a chaotic effect on ocean tides. The piece is scored for large orchestra with four groups of percussion instruments. Here's what the composer says about the piece. In January of 1987, I was at home in New York, one block from the ocean. I got up early in the morning to begin work on this new orchestral piece, and outside our house the water was up to the tires of the cars, and the bay outside was about to overflow. The resulting piece is a one-movement work with a three-part structure in which each section is subdivided into three smaller subsections. Three major thematic ideas permeate the entire work, and the omnipresence of the number three correlates to the three celestial bodies, sun, moon, and earth. The work is dark and explosive, beginning and ending with a passage representative of the tides, although the final section is a large-scale, rapid, and spectacular expansion of the opening material. Let's hear it now, with Gerard Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony.